Remember Abraham. Now look, see. You remember what the scripture said? You remember what the scripture said? The Lord said out of his own mouth, put me in remembrance. Didn't he say it? Now look what Moses is doing. Remember, what did he do? Putting God in remembrance. You told Abraham you're going to bring these peoples out. You told Abraham you're going to get them to the land of promise. Remember? See, when you know who you are, you can talk to your father. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, servants to whom thou swearest. See what he said? By thine own self. He didn't swear to them by them. He said, you swore to them by your own self. Ooh. And saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And you're going to wipe them out. How are they going to inherit, Lord? If you're going to kill them all, how are they going to do it? How are they going to inherit this? And you said you're going to wipe them out. And Lord, and that's why I told you earlier, I found out, I used to think repentance was something bad. If God can repent, that's a good thing. Every good gift. Hallelujah. If it's a good thing to repent. See, you got to understand God. Do you understand me? You got to understand God. He has a mercy side. He has a judgment side. Mercy will override judgment because he wants you to get. God is not out to destroy you. He's out to get you delivered, get you into life, get you to live over in the light, over into his life so you can live and enjoy life like he has life, like he is life. Hallelujah. But if you, as some has, and some would probably continue to do it, but if you refuse to do it, you're going to go your own way. Judgment is waiting on you. You're going to run into judgment because you're going to go beyond mercy. And you're going to run right smack dab into judgment. It's going to be your own fault. Not God, not somebody else's, but yours. Amen. Amen. Well, we'll pick up here the next time because we want to talk about, and I believe that you and I here in this church, we will be ready. We're getting in a position to pray heaven on earth. Are you ready? I said we are getting in a position where we will be able to pray heaven on earth. And then not just heaven come down and go back up, but heaven come down and bide with us a while. And we can enjoy some heaven on earth. Right in the midst of a stinking, dying, lost, twist-up devil world, we can have some heaven on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that light shining so bright, and we are so lit up with the blessing of God, the world will have to take notice of what's going on with those people. We tell them we got some heaven on earth. You want to join us?